You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's touch the table on the world of college football, shall we? Music, please.
So you know what I like to do on Thursdays. I like to go around what's going to happen this weekend and go through some best bets here. Okay. So the first thing I want to do, I want to go through two. I'm not sure what to do. You let me know which one you prefer. We got Nebraska plus 25.5 at Ohio State and the Illini at plus 21.5 at Oregon. We know how good Oregon and Ohio State is, but are Nebraska and Illinois really 20-plus point dogs?
I'd rather get hit by a car than bet either of these games.
Yeah.
But I'll give it. Now, if you're forcing us to pick one, is that how this game works?
For this one, yeah. They will go over some of my other ones.
I would take Oregon. No, that's not.
I'm going on the other side, the Illinois side or the Nebraska side.
Would you rather 25.5 with Nebraska, 21.5 with Illinois? Rico goes, I'll take Texas. No.
I'll tell you where I was leaning. I was leaning Illinois because they're tougher in the trenches. And they may keep it closer.
And Dan Lanning shuts it down when he's up big. How do you think our ratty ass team covered? I'll go Illinois.
I would go Nebraska.
Oh.
Because I don't think Ohio State is as good as we think. That I think that Illinois will just score points on their own. I mean, not Illinois. Nebraska will score points on their own. I would take
Will
Nebraska.
They scored 7 last week.
They were shell-shocked.
Okay.
Look, he dressed up as Jason and
1.5-point favorite hosting 7-0 BYU.
Yes.
You bet. That's it. You got to plug your nose and bet Central Florida.
The bounce house.
Well, here's why. Because you have to look at it. Their quarterback and their running back combined for 350 last week.
Mormons are strange.
While they lost, UCF did lose last week. It was a real close loss. They were 13.5-point dogs against Iowa State and almost won.
Right. I'm just making a point to you.
Yeah, this is one where you've taught me when this line looks that crazy, don't use logic.
You go with
just
the crazy.
Go with the number.
Or you just keep walking down the street.
Yes.
So there's your one.
The crazy.
Go ahead.
Mike, you mentioned Servers Academy, so let's do it here.
Mm.
Notre Dame versus Navy and East Rutherford. I am leaning plus 11.5 Navy.
Yeah,
am I crazy?
I mean, obviously, by power rating, Notre Dame's about a 20-point differential. They've covered 4 of the last 5. But this isn't your mommy and daddy's Navy. Do you know offensive efficiency, Rico? Navy ranks top 10 in both rushing and passing. Get on the Horvath train. They run this Delaware wing T offense. They throw it. I got to take the points. I got to take Navy. The only good football to be played at MetLife this year. You're taking Notre Dame, aren't you?
They're going to play like a champion.
Play like a champion.
You know, do me a favor. Go move to Pyongyang. You're a communist. Get out of here.
Why?
How are you going to root against our best and brightest?
Because I'm Team Marines.
Bunch of spoiled kids who go to Notre Dame. Get the hell out of here.
Unbelievable, Rico.
What?
Mike, let's talk about the game that you love, that
God's
I love.
Team. What?
It is Boston College at Louisville. Boston College +7 is what I'm seeing.
Love it. No, I love it. I mean, again, Louisville, their tackling is atrocious. Damian Martinez, every run got extended by about 17 yards. He couldn't tackle.
But that's Martinez, though.
This is Boston College. Can I introduce you to Mr. Robichaux? Come on, man. It's 7.5. You're at Chestnut Hill. Emotional loss last week at home. You got screwed by the refs. You lost a shootout. You got physically battered by Miami. Now you go to Chestnut Hill. Come on. Take 7.5.
No. I'm going Louisville.
We're going head up on this.
We are. I don't see Boston College as just... No.
Okay.
Come on, man.
What are we doing? Lunch? We're going to do a little lunch?
You know what? I'll go for a third one.
Sure. Let's go. Put that on the board, please. I did challenge you yesterday. If you could draw 5 calls on the Pistons, you had lunch tomorrow.
And then there was another bet that we did on one of these games.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. If you don't have the evidence, you can't present it.
Did we put it on the board?
I don't think so.
Now, this next one here is a simple one.
Yes.
Based off injury, they lost their quarterback.
Washington.
It is Washington +7.
Wow. How do you
Indiana.
Do the UW thing?
The UW.
What do they do, like this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go.
Purple rain.
Curtis Rourke is out. The Indiana train of covering every number every week, it's over. UW's the best offense they've faced. UW might be the best team that they have faced. Take the 7, take UW. That's where I'm at with it.
And for another one, I would also go under 52.5 on that one as well.
How have you not asked about the penultimate game? The game, I mean, come on now.
Which one? Because I was going to go LSU, Texas A&M next.
No. Friday night in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I did not ask about that one because I'm already leaning UNLV.
Boise State laying 3.5 to the go-go offense of the running Rebs. That is your G5. That is your poverty conference showcase. The winner of this goes pole position for the playoff. And may I remind you, people, with UNLV, you get a level of sauce incalculable. This line should be 5. It's only 3.5 because of Brennan Marion. Your offensive coordinator has a neck tat, wears a quarter zip with no t-shirt underneath, which is psycho behavior, and has a diamond encrusted necklace that says go-go. Come on now. It's Ashton Gentry on one side. It's Tricky Ricky White. It's David DeJesus. It's Haj Malik Williams. Points everywhere. Bet the over.
Yeah, over. I'm seeing it 66.5 right now.
Over.
Woo! Yeah.
Rico.
Over.
Brennan Marion. Let's talk about
what a wild Friday night is going to be.
Can we get Jonathan Smith to wear like a Jesus piece, a Q-zip with no sweatshirt, and get a neck tat of gruff? Brennan Marion. If Lindgren takes a gig, we're hiring this guy.
Okay.
That is sizzle. That is swag.
That is going to be some good college
football.
The only
thing Marion's got to do to go one layer above, he's got to put on the buffs. He puts on the buffs with the neck tat, with the Jesus piece, with the no undershirt quarter zip. Psycho move.
You only get to put on the buffs when you get a turnover and you play for Michigan.
No comment. That is your college football blitz.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.